Welcome to another edition of the Volunteer State. I'm Blake Topmeyer with John Adams in the Knoxville News Sentinel. And John, today, rather than speculate as to what's going to happen with this season for college football, because not much has changed since our last podcast as we continue to wait on the SEC to make a decision, I thought I'd ask you to put on your conference commissioner hat today. Greg Sankey has been fired in this mythical world, and you are now czar of the SEC. And we're going to play a little conference realignment. I'm curious, if you were the SEC czar and had a chance to boot a couple teams and to invite a couple teams, who might you send packing from the SEC? You got to boot two SEC members. Who's your two choices?
Well, first of all, I'd like to compliment former commissioner on the job he did. Don't ask me to list all of his accomplishments, but I just thought he did a fantastic job, and I'm honored to succeed him. And I'll certainly do the best to uphold Mike Slive's legacy. Kicking two teams out of the SEC. Well, you know who one of them is. Vanderbilt doesn't even try. You know, they're practically – they should be playing – their scholarship athletes should be playing intramural ball. You know, there's an – let them play that. I mean, they keep reducing their athletic department. I don't know what's left. So, you get rid of Vanderbilt and it's 12 fans and it's just dilapidated stadium. That's a good start. The second – kicking out a second team would take a little more thought. – And I know you covered Missouri, so I know you have some sort of feelings toward that program, but I'm almost going to have to let the Tigers go. And it's not so much because of its accomplishments. It's probably won more than it's lost against Tennessee, or at least split the series. It's had some good years, played in the SEC championship. Ole Miss has never played in the SEC championship game and probably never will. But the fan support, it just doesn't feel like an SEC program. When you go in the stadium and it's just too casual. There's not enough hatred toward the opponent that you see it when you enter most SEC venues. The fans there are very nice. I mean, I like going to games there. They're very helpful and all that. The press box food is atrocious, but the stadium's not in great shape either. Yeah. So that to me, you know, you might could argue some other programs, but I'd have to let Mizzou go as well.
You know, I posed this question to the folks in my text group.
Which, a very enlightened bunch, by the way.
It really is.
Yeah.
And you might be surprised, John, by how similar you think to the way they think.
Well, that's a compliment.
Yeah, to whom?
To it's a compliment to me that
okay.
I'm operating on their level because I read their questions, and it's a lot of them are much better thought out than what I receive via email. Maybe I need my own mailbag if I promoted it differently or something, but that would be extra work. And you know, I've got to spend all my extra time dealing with our tech support system.
That's an issue for another podcast.
Yeah, that was four easy hours this morning.
The responses from my texters came in similar fashion. I asked them to pick two teams that they were going to boot from the SEC. And, you know, I really feel like there's really only a few candidates to which you can turn. And Missouri was the leading vote getter with 64 votes. And I think it was on a number of fronts. One, just geographically, Missouri makes no sense. I mean, even for the folks that think like, well, there's years they're competitive. They are. I mean, when Gary Pinkel was the coach, they won the division a couple times there shortly after joining the conference. Certainly down right now in both football and men's basketball. That being said, I do think, you know, there would be years where they could compete, but geographically they make no sense. They would make more sense in the West, but conference realignment does not seem to be on the table because that would involve unsettling some established rivalries. And so they're just an outlier. And beyond that, I mean, Missouri just feels, having covered them for several years, it continues to just feel like a Big 12 school. And there's no, I don't say that in terms of criticism. I think there's a lot of SEC fans that buy into this, you know, the SEC is better than everybody else, et cetera. And in some cases that's true. In some cases it's probably not. But I'm just talking more about the feel of the town, the school, the campus. It feels like a big 12 school. It doesn't feel like an SEC school. And beyond that, all of its rivalries were lost when Missouri left the Big 12 for the SEC. And I think you mentioned the fan attendance. I think that's played a big factor in the fan attendance at Missouri because, you know, everybody thinks about the Missouri-Kansas basketball rivalry, the Border War, and that was obviously the big one. But, you know, Missouri had rivalries with Kansas State, with Oklahoma, with Iowa State. There was a lot of, you know, good rivalries in addition to the Kansas rivalry in the Big 12. And now, I mean, they've tried to concoct a rivalry with Arkansas, but there's nothing there. And I think the fans tried to get on board at first with the idea of, ooh, you know, joining the SEC. And buying into this thought that the life in the SEC is better. But I think a lot of fans, if you really held their feet to the fire, Missouri fans would say, yeah, I'd probably rather be back in the 12 and have those old rivalries back.
Well, you mentioned geography as far as Missouri and the SEC. Yeah, there is some distance there, but look at where it has to go in the Big 12. See, that's been a problem ever since you lost the old Southwest Conference. That Big 12 it's always just been all over the place. I mean, it's a long way from Columbia, Missouri to Ames, Iowa. It's a longer way, I guess, to Lubbock, Texas. I just think it's a very loosely aligned league. But if you've been playing these teams for a while, you get accustomed to it. And I wonder if fans, when Missouri came into the league, and I wonder if the game day experience, how it is for them, I wonder if they kind of pull away and look back in horror at SEC fans, because it's a hostile bunch. You know, they're going there to conquer. And I'm sure it's like that at Oklahoma, but I don't know. You're right, it just doesn't fit. And I noticed you didn't even comment on Vanderbilt.
Well, yeah. I wanted to, because I think Missouri warrants some discussion, especially because from a competitive sense, you know, they have won the East twice since joining the conference. I do think they merit some, they warrant some credit in that area. But moving on to Vanderbilt, you're right. They've really stopped to the extent that they ever were really attempting to compete. I mean, now you take it one step further. They've abolished their athletics communications department. And it's like, that's going to be absorbed by the university. And it's like, do you even really want to have an athletic program other than to just boost your university enrollment? You know, I mean, yes, they're very good in baseball and women's bowling. But would the SEC fan base really miss Vanderbilt's prowess in women's bowling? I don't think so. So I think they can live without being able to proudly say that the SEC produces women's bowling champions. Vanderbilt was the second leading vote getter in from my fans, and Texas A&M was third. And I think A&M, just because it doesn't have the longevity in the league, joined when Missouri did, and also a little bit of a geographic outlier, though probably not as much as Missouri. But with Vanderbilt, I think maybe there were some fans from nostalgia sense of things, you know, Vanderbilt being a charter member of the SEC, maybe they were given a little bit of a free pass there, or maybe some fans that say, hey, the school helps boost the conference's academic reputation. But that seems like you're grasping at straws.
Oh, terribly so. I mean, here's the only thing you can say for Vanderbilt. When there's not a pandemic going on, fans like going to Nashville to party. That's what Vanderbilt has going for it. Most football fans, don't even know what an academic average is. They just don't care about that. And they like beating up on Vanderbilt. There's no problem. They can take over the stadium. That gives them sort of a sense of pride. And there are more good high school players coming out of Vanderbilt. So I think the teams like having Vanderbilt in the conference. But really, in all fairness, since Vanderbilt makes so little effort, it shouldn't get a full share of the SEC revenue. You know, maybe 50%, but let's don't give it a full share. It just doesn't try.
A women's bowling team isn't going to fund itself, John.
Who do they even play? I mean,
I don't know. The local alley? I don't
play
know.
Play is not the right word, I don't guess. You don't play bowling. Whom do they compete against, I guess, should be the question.
I don't know. I've yet to tune in to a bowling match. Is it a match? I don't know.
No, I don't think so. But you know what? Why? It just showed how Vanderbilt said, hey, there's hardly anybody else doing this. We can give people scholarships, a good education, and we can have some success. We can be nationally renowned in this sport. It could have sponsored a fencing program and competed with Stanford until recently, until the Cardinal decided, well, money's tough. We're going to have to drop that fencing team.
Maybe Vanderbilt can step in and into that opening. Moving down the list there, it was really not much of a close contest. Missouri and Vanderbilt sort of ran away with the results, but playing it out a little bit, you had Texas A&M was third on the list of vote getters from my text group, and then Arkansas fourth, and then there was really nobody behind that. It was pretty much everybody voted for one of those.
Nobody wanted Alabama out of the league?
There was two votes for Alabama. So probably just tired of seeing Tennessee lose to Alabama. But yeah, for the most part, people were okay with Alabama staying in. But I think what's even the second half of that question that I then asked my texters, that I'd be curious to hear what you'd say, I think carries even a more interesting discussion. If you're going to boot two out, and bring two in to replace them. So, okay, we're shipping off Missouri. Missouri can go back to the Big 12, or maybe the Big 10 will take them in. Vanderbilt can head for the Ivy League. And now the SEC needs two teams to take their spot. Or I guess they really don't. They'd be fine with 12 teams, but let's play it out for the sake of discussion. Which two teams in your new role as SEC commissioner would you be, or two programs, I should say, would you be extending invitations to?
That's as easy as kicking out Vanderbilt. I would want Clemson and Oklahoma.
Clemson and Oklahoma?
In the East, Oklahoma in the West.
Interesting. Okay.
I've always thought, this goes way back, predates you and covering the SEC. You were just a kid. But Harvey Schiller, when he was a commissioner, he had grand plans. He wasn't thinking small. He wasn't thinking South Carolina and Arkansas. He wanted to get Texas, Oklahoma, Miami, Florida State. That's when Miami was rolling in football. He wanted to create a super league. You don't do that by bringing in South Carolina and Arkansas. But anyway, I've just always – Oklahoma has such a storied program. Now, you could say, well, why in the world would Oklahoma want to come in the SEC? It can win the Big 12. But, I mean, it's got to – head up on the Texas rivalry now, so it's going to win the Big 12. But here's the thing, and I think we're seeing this more and more in recruiting. Athletes want to compete in the SEC. If you're a very good wide receiver, you want to run routes against an SEC quarterback. You just look at the NFL draft year after year after year. It's SEC, SEC, SEC. Don't get me wrong, Oklahoma has the same kind of talent, but it's not competing week in and week out against that kind of talent. You know, if Texas at the top of its game, yeah. But who else from the Big 12 can give you that? So I think there would be interest from the – that to me is a shaky league because it's spread all over the place. And so, yeah, I would take Oklahoma and Clemson. Same thing. Yeah, Clemson's winning national championships anyway. Why should it get in the SEC? It's going to be playing against the best teams. It's athletes who can use it as a recruiting selling point.
Well, I'm glad you picked those teams because we can have a little more debate there than we did. And we were in pretty much agreement with Missouri and Vanderbilt, and so were my texters. But I first want to offer the texters' top two vote getters for who they would invite. Florida State was number one. And number two, and this one surprised me a little bit. I know it's probably drawing on the history, and but Georgia Tech. And Georgia Tech was another charter member of the SEC, correct? So
yeah, Georgia Tech goes way back in the SEC, and it used to have a really good program.
It just seems like now in the landscape, Georgia Tech maybe doesn't really fit like with what the SEC has going on. But I think the logic from some fans was, okay, you boot Vanderbilt, you get Georgia Tech, sort of similar profile schools in terms of being in a metropolitan area, good academic reputations, but Georgia Tech at least attempts to compete a little bit more in the major revenue sports. But I want to visit Florida State because that would be one of my two choices, I think, to invite to the conference. Certainly Florida State football is not what it was when Bobby Bowden was there, but I do think they help you on multiple fronts. I mean, it's still a solid football program with a good reputation there. Geographically, it makes great sense. They already have a natural rival in Florida, so there's no difficulty forcing any rivalries. And then basketball, here in the last several years, Florida State's really on the upward trend in basketball. So I think you could kind of get helped on both fronts there. And it fits right in that footprint. You could put them in the East to replace, one of the East teams you're booting. And I think it just checks a lot of boxes.
I agree. And 5 years ago, I would have said Florida State. But now Clemson's preeminent football program there in that conference. And I've always thought Clemson had more in common with the SEC in terms of fan, in terms of football's prominence. But here's the thing with Florida State. Florida would never let Florida State come in the SEC. On the other hand, South Carolina doesn't want Clemson in the SEC. But as commissioner, I would say, look, you're lucky to be in the SEC. You want to go out there and be an independent or get in the Appalachian States League, whatever that is at the moment? No, you're lucky to be here. So you can't complain about us getting Clemson. But I think with Florida, it's been so good for so long. They just would not want Florida State in the league. It actually might help Florida, though. Then it wouldn't have to play Florida State as an independent. If Florida, back in the 90s, when it was really rolling, one of its problems was it had to play Florida State outside the conference. It was rolling, too.
Right.
Florida probably have another national championship if not for Florida State. So, but no, Florida State's a really good suggestion.
I'm going to run through my top four vote getters for my texters. And then I'm going to offer my second choice because it's not in the top four here. But the top four from the texters was Florida State number one, Georgia Tech number two. Again, I think that's a little bit of a stretch, but if you look at the history, if you look at the geography, in the school's profile, I guess I could see it. Number three, the texters were in agreement with you. They wanted Clemson. And number four, this is, I think, another good one, not someone I would pick, but I think a good choice, was Virginia Tech, a school that's obviously had some really good football teams over the years.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, and it would be a nice natural fit, I think, in the SEC East as well to replace one of those departing teams. But my second pick is who tied for fifth in the voting for my texters would be North Carolina. And my logic for North Carolina, I think they'd be hard to pull away from the ACC because do they want to give up their basketball rivalry with Duke and so much of what the ACC has going on with basketball. But if you're the SEC and you could get them, to me, the SEC doesn't need any help improving its pedigree in football. And so I would maybe steer a little more clear of Clemson and Oklahoma and think, okay, the league is covered pretty well from a football basis. And from certain teams' perspectives, like, do you really want to make it even, if you're Ole Miss or Mississippi State or Tennessee or Kentucky? Do you really want to see Oklahoma and Clemson in your conference all of a sudden? But for North Carolina, I think they'd be a nice fit in terms of helping elevate the conference's respect and on the basketball side of things. You know, from Tennessee's perspective, it is emerging more and more under Rick Barnes as a threat in basketball. So I think it would be nice if the conference got a little bit more respect in basketball. And even on the football front now, we're seeing the way Mac Brown's recruiting. You know, maybe they'll step up a little bit and hold their own in football.
Yeah, that's a good choice, too. I think it would really help in basketball. But I don't think there's any way you could talk North Carolina out coming out, you know, leaving the ACC. I just don't think that would happen.
I agree.
Because of basketball. But, you know, going back to another team, that the number two from your group was Georgia Tech. See, that's another problem. Same thing I mentioned with Florida and Florida State. Georgia's a very powerful member of this league. It's a no way. We're not bringing Georgia Tech. We don't want to give Georgia Tech credibility. And I actually think Tennessee would agree with that because Tennessee recruits heavily in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And it's done very well there, especially under Jeremy Pruitt. He just doesn't want to if Georgia Tech, they go up a notch if they're suddenly in the SEC. It gives them stature it doesn't have. And I don't think he'd be in favor of that at all. So I think that would concern other SEC teams, too. I mean, like teams like South Carolina that, you know, it can't really compete with the big boys anyway. And then you bring in another school, Will Muschamp would say, well, that'll get me fired for sure. think about it. I mean, and even Missouri, if it were still in the league under our changes, I just don't think people want to give Georgia Tech that much credibility because it's right there in the middle of Atlanta. And all of a sudden you tell all those recruits in Atlanta, you don't have to go to Georgia to compete against the best players in the country. Come here to Georgia Tech, stay at home, and you're going to be competing against them week in and week out.
That's a good point. You're making a strong argument for maybe why my texters were onto something and saying Georgia Tech would be a good fit for the conference, but not if your other teams in the conference.
I think it would really help Georgia Tech.
I want to play out the list a little bit more because I think there's really a lot of interesting candidates in this make-believe world we're creating on this list. Florida State, Georgia Tech, Clemson, Virginia Tech, North Carolina, Texas, Louisville, Oklahoma, and Memphis. I really don't know that there's anybody on that list you wouldn't rather have than Vanderbilt.
Oh, there's no question. I mean, Memphis is pretty far west, let's face that. We know it's in-state. We'll give Tennessee a tougher in-state rival probably. And I was looking at 24/7 Sports Composite, their recruiting rankings the other day, and Memphis is recruiting pretty well. And to me, that's a really hard place to which do you recruit because you're surrounded by all these SEC programs. Ole Miss is just south of there. Arkansas is nearby. And I thought, man, if they're in the top 30 at Memphis, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's interesting. You can kind of look and see, you can kind of infer what people's mindsets were in these votes. Like, I think the people that voted for North Carolina, Louisville, Memphis, they're probably thinking along the lines I was of adding at least one team that helps you on the basketball front. But then you have that other group of votes that would like to see another football power join the fold. Those people voting for the likes of, you know, a Clemson, Oklahoma, a Florida State, or a Texas or Virginia Tech, you know, someone that's really got a lot of reputation there in football. So it's kind of interesting to see the way people voted, whether they were thinking a little bit more with basketball or football in mind, or just thinking, you know, who could I add that would, you know, be a nice fit for the league, but wouldn't be so difficult that it would be someone that Tennessee couldn't beat, you know?
Sure. I mean, I was looking at it since you gave me the title of czar of the SEC. I was looking at what's best for the conference and best for my commissioner's ego.
Right. Sure.
If I'm going to go get two more programs, then I just take Texas and Florida State. Then I've got Oklahoma, Texas, Florida State, and Clemson. That's a 16-team football league, and the NCAA becomes much less relevant. because you got all the
clout. Break off and form your own.
Super conference. You set it up along the lines of the NFL. It's where a lot of these players are headed anyway. You've got all the best teams. Think of the contract you could negotiate in television. I mean, you wouldn't have to worry about showing a Vanderbilt upset of Missouri like we saw last year.
Well, we're not going to get too ambitious. I want to just limit it to 14. And so if you're sending off Vanderbilt, Missouri, and bringing in Clemson and Oklahoma, you're sending off two teams from the East. So are you going to stick Oklahoma in the East, or are you putting them in the West and shifting over one of those West teams?
No, we would have to change some things up. You're adding another powerhouse to the West. Imagine you could have a really good team, and if it's Oklahoma, think about it, Oklahoma, Alabama, and LSU, finishing fourth in that league division would be an accomplishment. I'd move Auburn to the East. I'd have to really look at that. You're going to have to make me a commissioner for longer than a day for me to sort that all out.
Okay. Well, we'll give you a couple-week contract anyway. Okay. As we close, John, any words of farewell that you'd like to offer to the Commodore fans and the Tiger fans out there?
Yeah, Missouri, hey, thanks for playing, and good luck in the Big 12 or wherever you wind up. I guess the Big 12 would take you back. And Vanderbilt, good riddance and good grades. Carry on.
Well said. All right, John, we'll pick it back up later and see what other ideas you've maybe come up with for your reign as SEC commissioner.
Thanks.
All right, thanks for listening to this edition of the Volunteer State.